Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
From Bliss, Idaho to the University of Michigan, Loveland, the 10th overall pick, doubled his season totals last week with 118 yards and his first two touchdowns. And that was a big game, biggest game of his career, even before the game-winning score to finish it. A lot of people were surprised the Bears went tight end that high in the draft.
No, you can never go high enough.
No, that's true.
You can never go tight end high enough, Joe.
Greg Olsen knows you can never go tight end high enough in the draft. Greg Olsen, Joe Davis on the call. Why do you love Greg Olsen doing games, Lawrence Holmes?
He's smart and he's passionate and he shares it. He makes it pretty easy for you as a viewer slash listener to his commentary to understand what it is that he's talking about. He clearly prepares. He has talked to people inside of each building for both teams that he's covering, and he brings insight to it. Plus, now that he's coaching and he's coaching his kids, I think that he has an even more robust perspective on all of it, and it's just great. There's nothing better than watching growth and watching – I covered Greg and seeing the kid who walked in the door –
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Bears to this man that he has become is really outstanding.
That's really cool. I love when I know that the person doing the game has a great understanding of the league. There was a moment early in that game when he said, look, like Joe Davis was like, oh, you think they're going to go for it here on fourth down? And he's like, yeah, anytime they're between the 40s on a day like today, this is a go for it league, is the way that he said that. It's just a knowledge. Like and
he backed it up too.
Of course.
The thing about that cut, he backed it up with, well, here's my reasoning. why you should go for it.
Yeah, and it's like, and we've heard broadcasters in other sports, I think of like when John Smoltz was so staggered that there was a closer even in thought process in the seventh inning when Joe Davis brought it up to him in the playoffs. Andrés Muñoz, the seventh? Hell no. Yeah, that's the league now, thanks. So Greg Olson knows the league.
And that balance between what the numbers say, what his eyes tell him, and what his experience is. Being able to marry all of that stuff is really great.
He touched on a bunch of different things regarding the offenses of the teams involved. Here he is talking about Ben Johnson and the receivers for the Bears.
Faked him a nut guy. Odunze is wide open, crossing the field for a Bears first down. Slammed out of bounds by Holland after a gain of 15 for number 15.
Well, probably the last missing piece to kind of put a bow on this is, again, under center play action, no teams throw the ball to more wide open receivers downfield than the Chicago Bears. And that's something that was the case in Detroit the last couple years with Ben Johnson. It's this misdirection run game. Everything looks the same, run and pass. And those are the telltale signs of a Ben Johnson offense.
You know that statement, no team throws to more wide open receivers down the field, is backed up with metrics. I don't know whether he's using wide receiver separation or
he's probably using something way more advanced than what we have.
He's something proprietary or something that he's in bed with either PFF or, you know, Sumer Stats or Next Gen or whatever. You know, it's backed up with data when he says that.
Yeah.
So you can trust your eyes and trust the analysis as it comes.
This is him breaking down what Jackson Dart is doing and how the Giants changed a little bit and that it might have made Dart a little bit better.
Now Brian Daboll has tried to do his best to tailor this to his young quarterback. Jackson Dart for his entire life has been a shotgun, hurry up, spread offense guy. You don't see that a ton in the NFL, but Giants are doing that more than anybody since he's taken over. From a terminology standpoint, they try to simplify it as best they can so he can get up to the line, spend as much time as he needs scanning the defense and not calling out the play.
Green hand, two, set.
Look to throw it again here. Turns the shoulders, delivers for Robinson again. First down inside the 45.
Yeah, and it's worth noting, this is by far the most under center offense we've seen out of Jackson Dart since he's taken over. And look at the ability to operate in the play action game. I mean, their run game has been completely irrelevant. Yet they can move the pocket, they can change the rush lanes. Coming in, he was about 15% under center. Today he's almost 40%. I mean, it's a significant difference.
And like we said, they've had him out of the shotgun because that's what he's done throughout his life. But the way to maximize things in the NFL these days is to do more of this. Under center, play action.
Having the numbers at hand for how much he's been under center versus how much he is today, because Giants couldn't run the ball to save their lives, but they kept doing play action and it kept working, and he's telling you why.
Yeah, the play action worked, and then later on their run game popped.
Yeah, it did.
Which was another reason why I was like, what are you doing, Dable? Like, that was like the main reason, the math and the fact that your run game finally got going.
And maybe they got going because the play action stuff was working, so linebackers froze a little bit. But yeah, Daboll, you were furious. Greg Olson was furious in real time, or if not furious, at least judgmental about the decision to take the field goal.
And I think if you're Brian Daboll, you're telling yourself, like Kafka, the offensive coordinator, you've got to take four downs here. You've got to be able to take two more downs to get 3 yards. You do not want to settle for three.
They'll look to throw for it. Wilson, given time. Wilson runs. Russell Wilson got crunched. Still going down to the one. Wow. Russell Wilson was hit at the four. Got sandwiched. Kept on fighting. Fourth down and goal, and the field goal team's going to come out.
I just don't love it, right? I mean, you're on the 1 yard line. Even if, say, you fail, even if you're the Giants and you get stopped on fourth down, you're giving Caleb Williams and the Bears the ball down seven on the minus one. The likelihood of who scores the next point is actually the team that doesn't have the ball.
It's Brian Daboll saying, I get it, Greg, but we're going to take the two-score lead.
the groan by Greg when he sees the field goal unit come out there.
What'd you call him? What'd you call him in the thread?
I can't say what I called him in the thread. All I'll say is that it was a cowardly move by him, and cowardice needs to be punished. By the way, Mike Kafka is the interim head coach now.
Yeah, because Daboll did get canned today, if you don't know.
He deserved to be fired for that, a lot of things, but specifically that. Like, it was just so, and I know that it's very old school, and I know that there are people like, you don't take points off the board.
Yeah, you do.
But
you
were half a yard away.
Well, and Greg just told you that the numbers actually say that you're more likely to score next than the team with the ball.
Correct.
Yeah, so it, when you do that.
Where's your tush-push formation?
Greg went back to this very point at the end of the game.
Pressure coming. Picked up. Arm hit as he threw a ball game. The Bears somehow, some way, continue to find a way. Yeah, Tremaine Edmonds off the right side just wins his matchup. I mean, it's deja vu if you're a Giants fan, and it really just poses the question at some point for all the good that Brian Daboll, the development of Jackson Dart, all the good that we've seen from him. They've lost some top guys to injury, but they had a chance to put this game away to some degree by making it 14, and when you play to not lose, as opposed to playing to win, it can come back and bite you. And
damn right.
Damn right.
And it did, and he earned it.
At some point, it raises the question, and I'm like, he's not calling for the firing of Brian Daboll, but he's setting the table for it, and then it happened here the next day.
And that's what I also think is really good about him, is that he's not doing this in the disrespectful manner in which I did it in the group chat yesterday. He's doing it in a very professional way of saying, I don't like what decision you made, and I'm going to explain to you, you being the viewer, why I don't like that move.
Yeah.
I'm backing it up with data, and I'm giving you my experience, and here's what they need right now. And I was like, man, that was cowardly. And I'm so glad the Bears made them pay.
Yeah, that's for that. The justice that we wanted was the loss. The Giants deserved to lose that one.
Because they played it not to win. They tried to play it in the middle of like, oh, we'll kick this like ridiculously short field goal because you're at the half yard line.
I think he's the best analyst in football. I think he's the best.
I'm trying to figure out who might be better at the professional level.
Collinsworth?
No. He's good, but he's not. He's good when he's focused, but he's not that.
I think Olsen is the best. I think Olsen is the best. He's got a real knowledge of the modern current game as it stands, plus, you know, the old school mentality of having played it at a very high level. And he's easy to listen to and comfortable.
I like when Romo is engaged.
Pushy tushy.
When Romo is engaged, I think that he can be very good when he's engaged.
Pushy.
I like Troy.
I like Troy a lot. I like Troy a lot.
But I think Greg, like, also his proximity to the game. Like, he's not so far out of it that he can't, you know, reach out to people that he either played with or played under.
I'm a little exhausted by all the quarterbacks in our midst. And there's something about the tight end. The tight end is, as you know, you're part lineman, you're part target, and you know about the defensive line because you study it and you go against it. Like, he's got an overall understanding of the whole thing.
What I love about it is that you should be trying to draw people that aren't quarterbacks. You should be drawing from different experience. You know who's really good? Golic's really good. I love hearing Golic on Westwood One. And there's a guy that is passionate about the game, that looks at it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it just being like, is this person a retired quarterback of some note? Put them in the game, and they will explain football to you.
Yeah. No, it's more than just quarterbacking. The game's more than just that. That is for damn sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.